Pâché Parmentier might just be the best French potato dish of all time. It's rustic, rich, and hearty. Probably sustaining enough to get you through a stint in a Prussian prison, but more about that later. I'm going to walk you through this simple recipe so you can make this at home.
We're going to use one of my favourite ingredients today to make awesome dish, Pâché Parmentier, which is basically a French cottage pie, but with just a little bit extra finesse. Beef cheek's an amazing cut to use because it's obviously one of those hard-working muscles on a cow that does lots of work chewing grass all day. If you were to eat this raw, it would be very, very tough, very chewy. But the best way to cook it is to braise it. You can easily use any other braising cut. To be honest, this is a very versatile technique, and actually the name comes from the potato rather than the actual meat. So I'm just taking off the main bits of silver skin from there. What we call silver skin is this really white, almost translucent layer, and it's essentially what holds a muscle in place. I'm going to season them up liberally. For the English audience, I think the closest version of this dish that we would recognise is cottage pie, not shepherd's pie, crucially, as that's normally made with lamb. It's one of the staples that I had growing up. This technique works 100% for cottage pie as well. There's just a slight difference in the way that you do the mash on top. What we're gonna do is just before we braise the meat, we're just gonna sear it off in a pan. I've got an onion, carrots, and some celery, and we're just gonna make a very simple mirepoix. It's kind of like the foundation of flavor in most stocks and sauces. And you get a sofrito in Italian cooking. Mirepoix is just French for it. We can leave this really chunky because this isn't actually gonna go in the finished dish. So just leave the root on, because then when it cooks, it won't fall apart. And then just cut it 4 even wedges. So add some carrots as well. Carrots are gonna add sweetness. Typically, you're always adding carrots for sweetness to things. And that's the purpose, 100% the purpose in a mirepoix. And then just roughly chop some celery as well. Okay, so we've got a really nice crust and color developing on these. Angle the meat to get a really nice sear on it every part. All the searing is gonna do is just give you an incredible flavor and depth. So once you've got a really nice even color all over your beef cheek, delicately lay them in our beautiful bed of mirepoix, and you can kind of use the cheeks just to make sure that you're getting that fond off. That's the absolute pinnacle of flavor. Yeah, these have been searing now in total for about 8 minutes. We've got our fond here. It's a Bordeaux style wine, but you can use any sort of red wine. I think people always bang on about use a good quality red wine, but I'd rather drink a good quality red wine. Just buy anything that's not like overly sweet. This is just stock that we bought from our butcher, so it's good quality stock. You can tell it's good quality because it's solidified, rather than some of the stuff you get in the supermarket, which is always really, really thin. But that's sort of like solidified stock, just means that it's got a good amount of collagen in it. If you're using the slightly thinner stock from the supermarket, just use more and reduce it more. So roughly about 2 liters of stock, lightly turn it over just to make sure that all that fond is gone. Just make sure that the meat is submerged. Lid goes on and that goes into the oven for about 4 hours at 160 degrees. Watch the rugby, go for a jog, drink the rest of the bottle of wine. One of the things that I absolutely hate in life is the invention of the slow cooker. Because my parents used to use this slow cooker incessantly. And I always used to be really confused about it because I was just like, well, why don't you just use a pot with a lid? And everything, no matter what you do, everything in the slow cooker ends up tasting exactly the same. Celery, carrot, onion again. But, you know, the ones are gonna in the oven are gonna braise so long that they'll lose all sort of integrity. Interestingly enough, Parmentier has a whole knife technique named after him. Antoine Parmentier was a very important figure in sort of the revolution of using potatoes in France. Potatoes in France were thought to have caused leprosy, so they were actually banned. And it was Parmentier who led the fight for the potatoes to be used again in mainstream cooking. So the Parmentier cut, which is attributed to him, is just a 1 to 2 centimeter dice. Cut them into quarters. So the story goes that the French, when the potato plant first arrived, they mistakenly were eating the tops instead of actually eating the root at the bottom. It has no nutritional value and doesn't fill you up, and is slightly toxic to do, so. Right, so we dice up our onions, and this is all of the base vegetable that's gonna go into the stock. And then we're just gonna do what we call a duck sal. So nicely sliced mushrooms. So we've got our duck sal of mushrooms. You don't sort of want big chunks of mushroom in this. It's just an element of the sauce. So 4 hours, 160 degrees. Look at those bad boys. Crucially, I've taken this out and I've let it cool down in the stock. If you take braised meat out of a stock, it actually dries out because all the steam escapes. The meat's been out the oven for a bit, but like, essentially what you want is just this, just awesome gelatinous meat pull. I don't want to pull it apart too much. Like, I don't want it to turn into a, like, almost like a hash texture. I just want it to be like gently pulled apart. And then this is the foundation and the basis for the sauce. What I'm gonna do is just pass this off because I don't really want any of those really like stewed vegetables in there. What we can see here is it's obviously quite thin, but the flavor is actually really, really good. What we're gonna do to thicken this is we're gonna make a beurre manier. Exactly the same way as you'd use a roux to thicken something. So you're just making a paste with equal parts. I'm not gonna weigh it, I'm just gonna do it by eye. Equal parts butter to flour. Just use the back of a spoon, just gently press this together. This is our beurre manier, so that's the consistency you're looking for. Just a shaggy kind of dough. So butter in, and we're just gonna sweat those onions down. Okay, so we don't really need any color on these onions, your carrots and your celery. And now that's cooked down slightly, just add in your mushrooms. So we're just gonna add our strained liquid now into the veg. I'm just gonna pick some thyme directly into that. We can see it's still quite thin, so we're gonna add our beurre manier now. Once it's got nice and warm, it'll just melt gently into the sauce. Just use the back of your the Maurice just to help it break down and melt. So just turn that right down. You wanna cook that for at least 15 minutes after you've added a beurre manier because you wanna cook the flour out. Touch of salt and pepper. We don't want it thicken up way too much because it'll be too concentrated. So that beurre manier has done its job. Not to the stage where it's coating the back of the spoon, because it's gonna continue to cook and gratinate in the oven. Okay, and this is the most important ingredient, the humble potato. They've been baking for around about 50 minutes, 180 degrees. So you can always tell a baked potato's cooked, just should be really nice and soft. And then you just let them rest. We cook baked potatoes on salt because we're trying to draw the moisture out of the potato, and salt just helps do that. So we want a really nice sort of thick mash. And just to help them cool down, I'm just opening these potatoes up. They'll cool down twice as quick. Best kind of potato for this, or any mash really, is called a Desiree. Always use a red potato for mash. They've just got a higher starch content. They're sweeter, they're richer. Okay, so our potatoes are cooled down now. So we're just gonna pass these for a tammy sieve. You can use a normal sieve at home or a ricer. This will give us a really nice fine mashed potato. It might seem a little bit labor intensive doing the mash like this, but I do genuinely think it makes all the difference. It's one of those little extra steps. A drum sieve or a ricer does make a massive difference if you're making mashed potato, so I do recommend you buying one. You can use this to sift flour really effectively. So it is a handy thing to have lying around. Splash of milk to this mash, bring it together. A hunk of butter, grated nutmeg. Nice and sweet nutmeg. It works really, really well with potatoes. This recipe is gonna be in the description so you can make this at home. You don't wanna work it too intensely because there's lots of starch. Passing it for a drum sieve already sort of works that starch, and you can get quite almost gloopy, gluey mash if you work it too much. It'll get nice and crispy and gratinate nicely when we bake it in the oven. And we get a lot of comments to say, how much butter have you put in there? Like, as in that's the consistency of the mash because it's like 50% butter. It's not. The consistency of a mash is simply because you've used a drum sieve, which makes a massive difference. It's only about like 100 grams of butter went in there, but it's just that beautiful consistency. Don't need to use a piping bag. You can just use you can ladle this on nicely with a Maurice if you want to. Let's talk about the big man himself then, Antoine Parmentier. It's weird to think of a world without potatoes, but they're actually illegal at one point in French history. And there was a war that happened in the mid to late 18th century called the Seven-Year War, and Parmentier was actually a prisoner of war at the time in Prussia. He was fed basically a diet of potatoes. When he got back to France, he made it his basic mission to get the potatoes back as a main staple crop for the French. Was actually served to the Sun King, King Louis XVI, a potato-themed feast, which was sort of celebrating the reintroduction of the potato as a main staple crop. So this is a dish invented by Parmentier to celebrate his humble potato. And what an incredible story that is. All the way from a Russian prison to the king's table. You can always imagine Parmentier in his prisoner barracks dreaming of this dish. So I've just got a little bit of tarragon here. Just gonna chop that up nicely. So I'm just adding in some fresh herbs there. Just add a bit of freshness to that very rich stock. So just pipe in this mash now. Try and get a little bit up the side so it doesn't all bubble over when it cooks. Now, a little bit decorative, but also doesn't matter because we're going to cover the whole thing in cheese. Parmentier as well was it's a pretty fascinating character. So there is a story that he occupied a patch of farmland outside of Paris and grew these potatoes. And in order to sort of create the illusion that they were very high value items, he got Louis to station some guards outside. So the potatoes were guarded under lock and key. And then in the evenings, he would take the guards away and all the potatoes would get nicked. It was the idea of, like, you know, creating a very valuable commodity, but at the same time, allowing it to get stolen. So creating a demand and a market for it. Just liberally add some grated cheese. Traditionally in the recipe, it's a Gruyere. I'm using cheddar because I think it's got a better flavor and a better tang. We're gonna bake this in an oven quite high because we don't need it to cook anymore. We just need it to gratinate nice and quickly. 180 to 200 for about 15 to 25 minutes. It really depends on how crunchy you like your top. And there we have it, our haché parmentier in all its glory. So that's what we want. We want it to be nice and crispy on the top, lightly caramelized around the outside as well. And it might not be like the most beautiful dish, but you just know that those beef cheeks are waiting there. Antoine Parmentier, you absolute f***ing legend. Absolutely delicious. Good lad, Antoine. Well done.